Immigration agents today arrested as many as 300 illegal workers at Walmart stores across the country. The employees were hired by outside contractors. The sting operation follows two previous investigations of Walmart contractors in 1998 and 2001. But a difference this time seems to be suspicion that some Walmart executives knew about the illegal hiring. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The raids began early as cleaning crews were coming off their night shift. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made arrests in more than 20 states, says spokesman Bill Strasburger.
Those arrested today will be put into removal proceedings, and they will have an appearance before a U.S. immigration judge.
Other federal law enforcement officials said the office of a Walmart corporate executive also was searched. Strasburger could not comment on the company's responsibility.
Well, it's part of the ongoing investigation to see the liability of the companies employing the contractors, employing the workers, and others who may be involved.
At Walmart headquarters in Arkansas, a spokeswoman declined to go on tape, but she said the company was cooperating with investigators. She said Walmart uses more than 100 third-party contractors and requires that they use legal workers. In fact, immigration experts say the law does not require Walmart to verify that its contractors are above board. But federal law enforcement officials tell wire services there are secretly recorded meetings and conversations suggesting that Walmart executives knew its contractors were recruiting illegal workers, mainly Eastern Europeans. If true, that could lead to federal charges or fines. Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies says today's high-profile arrests are different from many workplace raids post 9/11, which have focused largely on national security sites like airports and seaports.
This may represent an expansion toward a more comprehensive policy of immigration enforcement, or it may just be a one-time phenomenon because the immigration authorities developed a good lead that they got.
Immigration advocates questioned the focus of today's multi-state sting. One commented that with pressing security concerns and limited resources, it makes no sense to target people cleaning stores. Immigration officials say their operation is ongoing and more employee arrests are expected. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.